I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking People's Guide to Mexico with the authors of that wonderful guidebook, Carl Franz and Lorena Havens. When you're traveling south of the border, Carl and Lorena, how is the language barrier these days?
I don't really consider it to be a barrier. I think it's a fear that we have. I remember the first time I had to speak Spanish. I was traveling with my compadre, Steve. We were in Guaymas and had to mail a letter home. And Steve made me go up to a cop and ask him where the post office was. I was so scared. I really had a frog in my throat. I finally choked it out, and the cop just looked at me, and he gave me a very funny look, and then he just turned and pointed. I was standing in front of the post office. Set my Spanish lessons back about a year.
Our email address is radio@ricksteves.com, and Rachel from Madison, Wisconsin emailed us. And she wrote, I recently took a road trip around the Yucatan Peninsula. It was wonderful. I explored Merida, Campeche, and ended back in Tulum for some beach time. It was a wonderful mix of beach, cities, and ruins. This trip allowed time to explore Chichen Itza and La Ruta Puc on our own. We were stopped by police at routine traffic stops, but had no issues. I actually prefer the Mexican rules of the road. That's an interesting report from the Yucatan. In my memory, in the Yucatan is speed bumps in the middle of nowhere, and then a tire repair shop right next to you.
Well, the thing about the Yucatan is it's so flat that it's easy to want to go fast.
Oh, it is.
And you have a little village and the road goes through. Oh, it's not safe. So you slow people down.
So they slow people down, and they make a little extra money repairing the tires of people who don't.
And there's probably selling coconut water at the place where the speed bump is, so you can pull off and get a snack.
I have to tell you a speed bump story.
Okay.
A friend of ours got so frustrated with all the speed bumps that he said, I'm not going to slow down anymore. And the next speed bump he hit, his front bumper fell off, and he drove over it and shredded both of his front tires.
The speed bump gods were against him in Mexico.